Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Don Buford. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting third. The shortstop, Bobby Grich. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Terry Crowley. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Oates. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave McNally. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ron Theobald. Batting second. The shortstop, Bob Heise. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave May. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ollie Brown. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Tommy Reynolds. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Sid O'Brien. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ellie Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Parsons. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bill Parsons. And now, play ball. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford strikes out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Heise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heise hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Heise moves to second. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell strikes out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ellie Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Parsons covering, for the out. Johnson moves to second. One out. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Orioles. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford strikes out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons strikes out. One out. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0-for-1 in the game. Theobald hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Hysa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hysa is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hysa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-1 in the game. Grich hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Grich. The throw from Rodriguez and he is out, Theobald applying the tag. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a pop-up towards third. O'Brien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hysa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May takes first base on ball 4. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott strikes out. One out. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grich fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 0-for-1 in the game. Crowley hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Theobald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates is 0-for-1 in the game. Oates hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. O'Brien hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a pop-up towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McNally hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brown. Buford reaches second base with a double. McNally moves to third. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-2 in the game. Blair hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grich hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Grich reaches second base with a double. McNally scores. Buford scores. It's 4-0, Orioles. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell is walked intentionally. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field. May picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on May. Grich scores. Powell moves to third. Robinson moves to second. It's 5-0, Orioles. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 0-for-2 in the game. Crowley is walked intentionally. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Powell scores. Robinson moves to third. Crowley moves to second. It's 6-0, Orioles. Earl Stevenson now pitching. Andy Echeverrin pinch hits for Johnny Oates. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin takes first base on ball 4. Robinson scores. Crowley moves to third. Johnson moves to second. It's 7-0, Orioles. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McNally takes first base on ball 4. Crowley scores. Johnson moves to third. Echeverrin moves to second. It's 8-0, Orioles. Jerry Bell now pitching. Joe Askew now catching. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 9-0, Orioles. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-3 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heisa fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Andy Echeverry now catching. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0 for 2 in the game. Theobald hits a fly ball into right field. Crowley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hisa hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Brewers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Brien fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Askew for a passed ball. Powell moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Powell moves to third. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Crowley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Brewers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brock Davis now playing center field. John Felsk now playing first base. Andy Echeverry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverry is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Echeverry hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. McNally is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. O'Brien hits a line drive towards the mound. McNally catches it and throws to first to double up Reynolds. Two outs. Jerry Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Brewers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 4 in the game. Blair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Grich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blair moves to second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Powell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blair scores. Grich moves to second. It's 10 to nothing, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Grich moves to third. Powell moves to second. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Crowley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. Powell moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Two outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 10, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Askew strikes out. One out. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0 for 3 in the game. Theobald takes first base on ball 4. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hisa hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Theobald moves to second. John Felsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felsk strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 10, and Milwaukee Brewers, 0. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.